Hello. I'm driving a car. Isn't that weird? Who does that? I'm gonna go. Oh, this fucking truck is going fast. He honked at me. He is speeding and now stopping at this red light. Fat lot of good the speeding got you, sir. Like, in one sense, you are correct to honk at me because I shouldn't have pulled out. On the other hand, you were driving so fast that if you had been driving closer to the speed limit, then this would not have been an issue. Also, you're now, like, directly in front of me, so, like, you're not even speeding to great effect. You're a bad speeder, sir! Now I'm up at this light, and I'm behind you again, sir. And I've been driving pretty much the speed limit. Well, today went well. We got a couple of quick looks recorded. Got the podcast done. I'm going to try and cut that tonight and put it up early tomorrow. Because I got a bunch of appointments and stuff tomorrow afternoon, so I can't, cut the podcast during the day tomorrow because I'll be busy seeing video games. Now I'm playing the drums on my windshield. I don't really know why. That must look weird to people. I wonder if that radio station ever stopped playing that Nelly song. Like maybe they did. Now they're playing this Pharrell cut. Well, congratulations on changing formats and getting everybody to pay attention to a radio station changing formats in 2014. The old stunts still work. Well, it's great that they're playing this song again. I feel like last time we heard it, they came in, you know, we came in near the end. And then I'm It's just a classy song about, you know, a touchy situation that everyone goes through. Text
man, this is Ludacris, and this is...
Hello, Ludacris.
Let's take it all the way back on their ass.
Okay. Tricks in 86, Dave.
All right.
That seat might... Well, I guess you were in this morning. As I said, I moved that seat around a little bit to fit a box in it last week, so it might be in a weird spot.
Feels okay.
Okay.
It's supposed to be, like, farther back, more up or something?
I think it's... Well, I think you're further back than even mine is.
It's all right. That's how I like to...
You are laid back.
That's how I like to ride.
Yeah.
People are saying I missed the smut.
I don't know what you're talking about. Sometimes rap music can get a little racy, but it's, you know, it's
all right.
Artistic.
Vaginas. And how the way that the show had dealt... Did you have a good podcast?
Yeah. The emails are out of control.
Is it still people sending, like, the, oh, I had this thing happen to me at work kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, I think,
well, it's that, and then the regional beefs are spreading out to more territories now, mm-hmm. to where we've got people in the UK talking mess about other parts of the UK, mm-hmm. and now biologists and chemists are going at each other.
Great.
There's no peace on this podcast once the emails start. But I think, you know, we kind of maybe need to cut off some of the current threads, at least for a bit, unless they get, unless someone's got, like, something that is way over the top and has to be shared. Mm-hmm. But unless someone can take it to that next level, I think I'm done hearing people talk about how someone did something bad to the bathroom at work. All the other stuff's fine. It's the Australian fashion. We had another guest.
You had a guest?
Yeah. Last week, John Drake was in there.
Uh-huh.
And then this week, Patrick's back.
Yeah.
He was there for most of the podcast. He ended his split for a meeting. And then his Chicago partner in crime, Dave Lang, was in the building.
Oh, so. Well, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fun. And Drew's out, so.
Where's Drew at?
He was on vacation. He was out Thursday and Friday, and then he's back tomorrow. He was flying back in today.
Oh, I had a guest today.
Yeah?
An unexpected Koontz show up.
Whoa, that's the best kind of Koontz.
I know.
You're not expecting Koontz? Yeah, he's like, surprise Koontz?
He just showed up with his bike, and he was like, hey, how you guys doing? I'm going to REI. You mind if I park my bike here? It's like, yeah, dude. Park your bike.
Awesome.
And then went to REI with him.
What'd he get?
He wanted to get some hiking boots. I guess he's got some trip to Hawaii.
Hmm.
And I was trying to, you know, I do a lot of camping. Mike does a lot of camping. And we were just trying to give him, like, dude, don't, watch out. Like, walking into an REI and asking for hiking boots is almost like getting a brand new car.
Right.
You know, they're going to, like, sell you on all this type of crazy shit.
Yeah.
All you need to know is that fucking shoes are shoes. Like, if they're comfortable, those are the ones you buy.
Right.
You know? And, like, don't worry so much about how they look, because they look like garbage. All of them look like garbage. So just get the ones that, like, don't worry about the price tag. And, of course, walks in there. But he's like, I'm going to bring out a range of them. And here, you need these inserts in here and all this type of crazy shit. Just upselling coots.
Yeah. You know what? Koontz is all about making people happy. So if that person was happy, like, you know.
No, he wasn't. Like he wasn't happy. Right. He was like, man, I got. I'm going to say, like, I'm going to use the term. I don't even know the origin of this word. I'm really worried about it. Because, like, later.
No, I don't think that has any.
Okay. But I'm like, that could be, like, some crazy word. A rigmarole.
Yeah.
I need to know what this means.
You know, it's like it's the shtick, the spiel.
Yeah.
Going through all this rigmarole.
You got hoodwinked.
It's not necessarily used as a rigmaroled.
Okay.
It's usually like
you got
the rigmarole.
Yeah, you got the sales speech.
They took you through all that, the long version. Mm-hmm. You had to do the long form.
All right, I'm going to look it up. Somebody passed me a link to Merriam-Webster. So did you ever find out what was with your data plan here?
It was fine the next day. Like, I think that was just the last day of the month.
Wow. And
I just
hadn't. Definition of rigmarole, variant of rigmarole. What? No. Okay, how do we...
What's this actually mean?
It's a bad link, I would say. Rigmarole, a long, complicated, and annoying process or description. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it exactly.
Yeah. Today was.
What is that? What? What?
With that guy and his.
What was that girl?
Hat?
No, the girl.
Oh, I didn't see the girl.
What the fuck was the girl wearing? Huh.
Steamboat Rot. Pot. No, it's a pot. Never mind. We got a TV in the window
Steamboat
of this.
Steamboat Pot.
Yeah, you eat it and then fight like Ricky Steamboat.
$52? Or 47.
Electric hot pot. Oh, they're selling the pot itself.
Yes. For all
it's
your...
It's not just the food.
Weird
yeah,
Asian
come
barbecue
to, yeah,
needs.
Come to this market and this is where you're going to get aluminum pressure cooker for $33.99. Because it's being shown on a TV.
I'm a pressure cooker.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you pressure cook?
I make mashed potatoes. So.
Huh. Okay.
Because you can do it in like 10 minutes. Awesome.
And instant mashed potatoes come together pretty quickly, too.
You are crazy.
Just the powder, the flakes.
No, no. I bet you also make the powdered mac and cheese, too.
I mean, like, what is the alternative?
If you're going to get the store-bought mac and cheese, you get the goo-based mac and cheese. It's much better.
Is that the blue box Kraft macaroni and cheese?
Yes.
Okay.
Like a wide. It's a wide box. It's not a tall box.
Oh.
The tall box is powder.
I don't know that I've ever seen this wide box you're speaking about.
You can either get Velveeta or you can get Kraft. But it's a wide box. It's a tin foily bag. You cut. I'm surprised there was nobody talking about this in the chat.
We're in this right now where.
Oh, that's right.
Like, where it, there's this dead zone. You ever tried microwave macaroni and cheese?
No.
It's okay. Put water in it and then it's got a powder.
Yeah, no, any powder, no. No. Cook your pasta, put the goo on it. If you're feeling fancy, take some breadcrumbs.
I always am.
Take some breadcrumbs, put it on top, then throw it in the oven. Let those breadcrumbs cook on top of you. You get that nice,
hard
top. In and out.
Got his boots and was gone.
Yeah. So remember we were talking about plumbers?
Yes. How'd that all go?
Bad. I need a thing. Some mainline thing.
What was your issue? What is your issue?
The issue I have is that I have multiple, or I have the dishwasher that backs up and just holds water.
Mm-hmm.
Which.
That's bad.
Yeah, it's terrible because it just.
Doesn't wash dishes if it stays full of water.
Well, also, the water then ends up either spilling out or it ends up in the wood, and then you end up with moldy, gross wood.
That all sounds bad.
That is not cool at all.
Mold is the opposite of what you want in your house.
I also had a couple drains that also were slow draining.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, you know, kind of older house. There's probably something going on here. Nothing of it was super permanent.
Yeah.
It always just seemed like kind of temporary things. But we'd also had the laundry stuff spill out some water once or twice. Huh. And I just thought, coincidence.
Yeah.
Not coincidence. No. There's some pipe thing, some mainline pipe that needs to be fixed.
Hmm. That sounds like digging up your lawn.
I don't think it. I something. Hope not. I don't think so. But.
Yep. Yuck. I got a slow drain in my bathroom right now, but I assume that's something I can just pour junk down it to fix that problem.
Do you have an auger?
What?
Snake?
Yeah. I think so.
I believe that's why they're an auger.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I do. Yeah, I mean, I guess I could use it for that. It's, I got it for cleaning out, the dryer vent, which, my clothes in that dryer do not dry. I put it on high for an hour. It's a load of laundry. It's not an oversized, even, you know, if it's an oversized load, like, I get it.
Are you saying they come out wet?
I'm saying after an hour in the dryer, they are not done.
That's not good.
Yeah. After 2 hours, they are good. So I have to run it twice, because it won't, you can't set it to 2 hours. And I thought, for a while, I was like, well, is it maybe just like not...
So basically, you can't do two loads of laundry in a row. You have to put in a load of laundry.
Yep.
It gets to the dryer.
I gotta dry it.
Dry twice. Once, and meanwhile, the other stuff is probably sitting in its wetness.
No, I just don't start the washing machine.
Until the second. Yeah. That's super annoying.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. And it's like super bad energy-wise. Like it's, it's just bad all around. And I just don't know. Like it's a good washing machine. Or a good dryer, rather. I just don't know what's up with it.
Call some dude.
I think I might have to call a dude. I have to get a official person to come look at my washing machine.
The Maytag man.
Yeah.
You need that guy who never gets called. He's just sitting there.
Yeah. Except it's like the LG so man or something. Because there's a recall on my my washing machine.
Somebody's saying you have a bad heating element. We have multiple people saying this.
Yeah.
Which is what, like a torch?
I don't know.
You need to replace the torch.
Stuff comes out of there hot as fuck. So,
Wait, so it's hot, but it's not dry.
It's getting hot as hell in there.
Uh-huh.
But, especially after running it twice. I pull that stuff out, and it is like the zippers on my jackets are burning my hands when I touch them. It's scary. Yeah, it could be heating on. I don't know. It's a
people
relatively...
say it could also be lint. You've removed all the lint?
Yeah, I cleaned the lint trap. There could be more lint in there. That's why I thought, get the snake and try to clean the pathway. But, going to the other end of it and feeling like there is air coming out of the other end of the vent. For the longest time, the tube that led to the outside of the house... the parts that were poking out of the wall that you're supposed to hook your, hose clamp or whatever onto were really weak. So it was leaking into that room, into my little laundry room, which is super bad. You want to talk about mold, that probably would lead to that. Just hot, wet air
pumped
into there.
Oh, that's good. That's great.
Leaking into there and not all getting into the hose and stuff. But that's all sealed up now. That's proper.
Coming up to the bridge.
Yeah.
ETA 60 seconds to the bridge. People are saying, be careful with a bad dryer, Jeff. It could start a fire.
Yeah, that's
That's why I'm concerned.
All right, let's load up some questions.
Okay.
Do you feel like the Steam controller removing the touchscreen is getting rid of anything that made it cool and tried to fill a gap, and instead it's just another controller?
I think the touch panel on it just... I don't know how games would use it. You know, it's one of those things that... You know, with the two touch discs they have, they already kind of have that fidelity there. So they don't necessarily need that sort of stuff. Also, that stuff needs some conventional buttons for the types of games that people want to play on a controller.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of needs to have that configuration, more or less, so...
Yeah, if you want to play basically any game that's on Steam right now...
Right.
You need some buttons on it.
Yeah, if you want to play any game on Steam right now, you might as well just use a 360 controller... And the Steam controller in and of itself is a fucking weird thing to begin with. So I don't know who that's for still, even after the change. I guess people have hacked together drivers to get the Xbox One controller working on a PC. I've not tried that. You have to install all kinds of weird shit, but... That's kind of cool. I don't know. I've used a PlayStation 4 controller on the PC for a little bit before going back to the 360.
Wait, you used the PS4 controller on your PC?
Yeah.
Is that pretty easy to set up?
Yeah, there's a program you have to have running the whole time while you're doing it, because it kind of emulates a 360 controller.
Do you like one better than the other one?
I think the PS4 controller is my favorite controller. Occasionally, the R1 button on those controllers sticks a little bit, and that's no good, but yeah, I like that controller a lot.
Do they make wired versions of either? They don't, probably, right?
I mean, you can get a long micro USB cable and do
that. Well, that'll work for the PS4. Does that work for the one as well?
Apparently, I don't know about the Xbox controller, but the PS4 controller will transmit data over the cable. It's not just for power.
Is that your phone?
That is my phone. I'm not gonna raise the phone right now.
Maybe it was my mom.
Yeah, could have been your mom. I don't know what that number was. That number's not entered into my phone.
So you do the same thing that I do and just not pick it up?
Yeah. Unless that was...
Who could it be? It could have been somebody very important.
It could have been.
I'm sure they'll send you a text message if it was.
Yeah.
Because they're definitely not going to leave a message.
I have like 19 unlistened to voicemails on my phone right now, dating back over the last 8 months or something like that.
People are saying it was either Patrick or Dave Legg, but it's not, because you probably have their numbers.
Yeah, I do. I have Alexis's number entered.
We should just call Alexis right now.
It's St. Patrick's Day. He's bound to be somewhere with Danny O'Dwyer.
Yeah, not over the weekend? You think they're doing that today? We should definitely call him.
I know Danny was out last night as well, but I don't...
Then we should definitely call him.
All right, I wonder... I copied my address book to this car. What a weird concept.
Well, I've got the number.
Well, but yours won't go through the...
No, I know, but...
Can I call through there? So.
All right.
Hang on. Connect phone. That's, it is connected.
All
right. I don't know why those buttons are not lit up. Like, you can't actually... Oh, it's because we're driving.
All right.
It won't let you...
Well, screw that.
It won't let you actually...
Alexis wasn't going to be fun anyway.
Yeah. What a burn. Yeah, this is super frustrating. Like, the legal stuff of, like, you can't actually call people... Or can't actually dial numbers while the car is in motion. It's terrible. Like, I can kind of do this and call people back or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The call. But... But see, it's just not even showing.
It's okay, Jeff. It'll be part of our UI that we need to build. Remember?
Yes.
The uniform.
Yep. The uniform car OS.
The Android.
Android
of cars.
Based. The Android, yeah. Of cars. That Android based. We don't want it to be a nightmare. What sort of stuff you would have access to if you were to, like, hack this, like, in terms of, like, could you get a car virus that blows up the car?
A car virus?
Car virus.
That blows up the car.
Yeah.
I don't think it's possible.
Like, it doesn't have access to the spark plugs.
Just gets, like, gonorrhea.
Yeah.
Just making out with other cars in the parking lot. Oh, we do have the other option. We could have. I could text Alexis,
uh-huh,
and have him call you, and then your phone should pick up.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get this working. Thanks for the idea, chat. That was a good one.
I mean, I could also, like, pull out my phone and just pick it that way instead of...
No, this is safer.
Yes, yeah, way better. I should try setting up the Google Voice stuff so that we can start taking live calls.
That'd be good. Call Jeff's phone. We need a guest, and you're likely drinking.
They announced a new Gauntlet game today.
Okay.
Like, but the Magicka guys are making it.
Well, that's a good team to
make
it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's like kind of perfect.
Yeah. And I mean, I assume they're just going to make Magicka now, but Gauntlet.
Well, they're also doing a game called Helldivers for Sony platforms that is maybe a little more Magicka-like than I bet Gauntlet will be. Also, Gauntlet PC only. Like a super weird, just, you think about that platform or that franchise and its history for it to now be this thing where they announced it as PC only and then said also it's coming to Steam machines, so it'll have Linux support.
Oh, great.
Like kind of a crazy announcement, but I think we're gonna see it this week. So,
oh, that's cool. Yeah. So they just announced it.
They announced it this morning. It's out this summer.
But no video.
There's a video.
Yeah. How'd it look?
It looks interesting. Like, it looks, you know, like top down, four characters and hella ghosts.
Man.
So, but I wonder if it talks. I wonder, you know,
Wizard needs food.
Yeah, like how close are they sticking to Gauntlet, and is that actually fun if they do? I guess the hard part, right, is how do you actually make that work?
nothing from Alexis.
Nah, figures. He's not drinking for real, probably. How's the alpha going? Have you gotten feedback from people?
Yeah, we've gotten some bug reports. We moved, we're actually still doing a lot of back-end stuff. We had to move, the domains of the sites that we were like, oh, it's probably a bad idea to put, people's temporary websites on, you know, sitename.webhook.com. Because they could just put up, like, crazy shit.
Oh, right.
And then that would fuck up our domain and we'd get, you know, banned by Google.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, luckily, I also own webhook.org. So we're moving all that stuff over, but it kind of complicates things. Basically, the only thing that can fail in our system are these DNS issues. And, of course, we're dealing with them a lot the past 2 weeks. It's not live. We're just in alpha. Don't worry, Drew. You can sign up for it on webhook.com. If you're looking to get in. We have a... By alpha, I mean there's like 12 people in it. There's not a whole lot of people.
Yeah.
It's still super early. Trying to think of the last good Gauntlet game. Didn't they make some Gauntlet games on like N64 that were kind of okay?
Those reports of the last Gauntlet arcade game. It was Gauntlet Legends, and then they did an expansion for that called Gauntlet Dark Legacy.
Yeah.
And those were arcade games first. And those were okay.
I mean, I remember them being all right, you know?
Yeah.
They were more in the style of... what were those games that had come out at that time? Wasn't there like a weird...
Like Baldur's Gate, Dark Alliance.
Yeah, exactly.
Sort of, yeah. Like, there was some amount of character building. But, you know, still functioned as a game you put quarters into. So like, there was that aspect to it. But, like, even in the arcade game, you still put in your initials and stuff, and it would save your character progress across sessions. And, yeah. Phone's ringing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Hello?
Hey! Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hey! Happy St. Patrick's Day!
Hey! Hey, Beaumont wants to say hi, too.
Hey, Beaumont!
Beaumont, protect.
Why are you at home with your dog when you could be out having St. Patrick's Day?
I've just been telling you the details of what my last week has been. I think it was time for me to go home.
All right.
For sure.
Fair enough.
It was like, I mean, St. Patty's isn't actually just one day, right? I mean, it's
a lifestyle.
More of a it's a national week holiday, right? Or weekend. It kind of spills over.
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is.
What's up? He is happy to have us home. I missed you at the St. Patty's drinking after work.
Oh, yeah. Did that go on? I don't know. We were recording the podcast, so I didn't really...
It was actually like me and like maybe like 9 other people and Jim. It was great.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. No, we were recording the podcast and got done. Patrick came in for most of it. And,
Alexis, Jeff was working.
I was working, so I'm sorry I didn't go to your little drinking thing. But some of us had work to do. So
that's good point. Who else works from Who else works on a Monday from 5 to whatever time you guys are there for work?
Yeah.
I swear. Exactly. Yeah, because, you know, no one on our team has ever stayed late.
No, exactly. Everyone's out by 4. That's the rule.
4. Yep. Basically, just me just ignoring PMs and ignoring forum posts. That's our job.
Totally. Yeah. It's like, oh, whoops. Right? You know, I'd love to help, but it's 4 o'clock and rules are rules.
I think I came over here today for lunch and I was like, yeah, what are you doing? What are you building over here? We could use some help. Thank you. And you did nothing.
No, yeah. Yeah.
Except for, you know, podcasting with your keyboard or whatever you were doing. That's what it's called, right? When you write articles?
Yeah, it's a text podcast. Actually, I think I was working on GDC schedule stuff and trying to pull emails together for the podcast at the same time when you came over, so...
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
I think last week was the epitome of why sometimes the giant bomb meetings are the best. Came over and we did a diagram of what you guys wanted to do next coming up. And it was just basically like a bunch of boxes, a bunch of squares, and Taco Bell. We were like, done. Idea. Let's do it.
Yeah. Here's the homepage design idea for E3. Go.
Go. And KFC, and there was a bunch of stink lines and stars and flames.
Yeah, and then you wrote some pretty unsavory stuff on it, and now it can, and now it can't actually be used. Like, you can't show it to anyone else.
I gave it to Rory today, and I was like, I guess we're supposed to put this into a queue or something, a bug report. I don't know. Do you want to scan this and maybe censor it? Because I think HR wouldn't like it. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird. We were both looking at it and like, I don't know how this works. Like, I guess all the other groups have processes and stuff, and we just want to do shit, you know, so.
That's the
interesting conversation.
Yeah, I mean the concept is that we are all smart enough to not need the process. There's a level of trust and intelligence that means it doesn't have to go through 20 people in meetings and stuff.
I think actually just for kicks we should just send it through the process and then just see what it comes back as. And just be like, well,
that's the job rec I sent over to recruiting is basically the text the text equivalent of that document we wrote, or of that drawing, but with no swears. Like, it's, I will be surprised if it gets posted on the job site without being kicked back to me for editing, because at no point do I describe what we do or what we are looking for.
Yeah, you should just put giant bomb. Figure it out. You want to work here? Good.
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to write. But yeah, I don't know. Well, I think like now not. And the crazy part about that stuff is that like I think most of the people that have to look at that don't work on our floor, so there is no chance they know what I am really trying to say in that job description or anything. They're just gonna look at that and go, "What the fuck are these people doing?" We have to get all of these people out of here if they think this is an acceptable way to hire someone.
Well, I feel like it's like half my job these days is meetings and being like, so, giant bomb? And like, let me just explain it to you. But I can't, because, you know, if you don't know it, if you don't get it, you just don't get it, right? So.
I mean, you should just call me into those meetings and I will dance. I will do an interpretive dance and just say, here's what giant bomb means to me.
Stink lines and flames.
Yeah, stink lines and swears. There's the E3 plan.
Yeah. Where are you guys? And are you near food? I'm starving. What time is it? I don't even know what time it is.
We're starving too. We're probably near Novato.
Yeah, we're in Novato. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You got a little bit of, a few more minutes at least, right?
We got 14 minutes left.
Yeah.
Great.
So if anyone in the chat has questions for Alexis, yeah, now's the time.
Otherwise, somebody did have a question. Somebody's asking Alexis, how did you get the Xbox One controller to work with the PC version of Dark Souls?
Huh.
how to get the Xbox controller with the PC version of Dark Souls. Isn't this a question for the Dark Souls resident expert, Jack Gerstmann, of GiantBomb.com?
People,
I know how much you love Dark Souls.
No, I know.
No, I don't know about getting it to work with Dark Souls. I know that there's a way to work get it to work with PC, but...
People are asking, what is the status of the Dragon Lamp?
Oh, what about the Dragon Lamp?
Yeah,
what is the status?
So you ask? It's still there. It just has one name on it. Mine. What we should do is build a voodoo doll of Dave just hanging from one of the dragon's mouths. Because it's the only thing keeping me going. Every once in a while I look over and I'm just like, Dragon Lamp and still our collection of undrunk Diet Cokes and root beers.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
just warm. There's about 20 of them. It's great.
Those have been sitting there for about a year now, because it was right around GDC that
yeah.
all this went down, so... Those are probably
well,
good.
Dave and I would just get so goddamn busy that we'd forget. We'd buy ourselves drinks and just leave them there.
Yeah.
That we just, you know, then we started getting the catheters. I would just put those, you know, next to the chairs. It's working. People are saying this telephone conversation needs more dog.
Come on, come back. Want to get out? There you go. Louder. Yeah. Louder. Now I gotta go and go get him a cookie.
Fair enough. All right. Well,
he's like, "Hey, I'm working for this."
Yeah.
Well, go get some food, Alexis.
Yeah, go get something to eat for yourself too, and we'll let you go.
I'm gonna go build GiantBomb.com on webhook. I guess you guys to talk about that too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. That's I've got half the wiki built already. Don't worry about it.
Yep, deploy. Webhook deploy.
Exactly.
It's ready. It's done. All good.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, kid.
All right.
Later.
See you back.
That was Alexis.
Yeah.
That combination of whatever his phone was doing and this speaker system made it sound like he was in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, like, the phone is in my pocket, so it's not...
That shouldn't have anything to do with it.
Well, the signal, I don't know. At some point, there are just so many wireless connections happening that... You know, you can't help but have it sound kind of crappy.
Oh, did you bring your numbers CDs?
No, I'm saving that for...
Oh, okay.
For
oh,
you.
For my car.
Yeah.
That's right. So what's the plan? What are we doing?
Tomorrow I will get out of there. I think my last thing ends at like 6:30.
Okay.
So I should be able to get out of there around normal time.
All right.
And then Wednesday we'd have to drive separate, unless you wanted to come in on Friday and get me.
No.
Okay.
No. I thought he would have been out.
Yeah. I definitely, you know, there was a time when I was out, like, drinking more frequently and stuff and hanging out and, you know, bartender friends and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, definitely nights like this or even weekends like the one last weekend, I did not go out. It'll just be, like, packed and full of people that don't normally hang out
yeah.
in bars and are just, like, fucking rookies and don't
yeah.
know what they're doing.
Yep, and just puking.
Yeah,
and
just, like, I don't want to
fight.
I don't want to be anywhere
yeah.
near that.
Yep. Karen went out this weekend. She went on Saturday. I have pictures of, or I have video and stuff of her doing oyster shots.
Yeah.
Which I think I could play for you. I could probably put it on speakerphone.
Yeah. So what?
Add to this audio visual. Right.
Oyster shots. Is that, are you drinking alcohol out of an oyster?
All right, you ready? You gotta turn your sound down.
Okay.
This sound up. Oh no. Here we go. I don't think we have enough sound here. Oh, there we go. Somebody is above a sink right now.
Okay.
Getting rid of the oyster that they had taken as a shot.
Yeah. Gross.
It is gross. Pizza's asking me stuff about webhook, whether it's if you can get in the nitty gritty stuff. Basically, the farthest you can get, it's really just a big grunt based system. So, if you've played around with Node at all, grunt's basically just a big task runner. So, you can run any kind of grunt plugins or something that you want in it. That's if you want to get nitty gritty. But for the most part, it's all template level code. If you want to call your data from a form, you can call it on any page and just start paginating or doing whatever you want with the data. But like, for example, I do a lot more with it than, you know, probably most people would do, because I load up a bunch of preprocessors like to do all my SAS and stuff, and that's all just in the grunt process itself. That's my best description.
Yeah. So SAS is a CSS.
It's a preprocessor.
Preprocessor.
So it means basically that CSS, like default vanilla CSS,
yeah,
is terrible. Like nobody writes it. It's way out of date. The problem you also had is that there are multiple browsers, and they all will use different syntax for newer features that
CSS
does.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, like, if you want to use some of the newer, like, hot new stuff in CSS, it means that you have to prefix everything and say, you know, WebKit this, Mozilla this, and it makes for really dirty code. You also can't use variables. So, for example, we'll set variables that'll say the text color, the background color, or like our baseline height.
Yeah.
And then we'll use that variable to declare other things. So, for example, a common thing that Alexis and I would do was we'd set a baseline height set to like 20 pixels or something. And then you'd be able to use, anytime you did padding or margins or spacing between elements, you would always use a multiple of that variable so that everything lined up in a balanced way.
Yeah.
You can't do that in CSS. They think maybe you probably might be able to do it, but it's a couple years off. So meanwhile, everybody writes in these preprocessors that then build down to regular ass CSS.
Right.
The ugly ass version that it is.
Yeah. And it handles all the browser specific stuff too?
Yeah. Yeah. So
does it mean that after it preprocesses, it detects the browser at that point and spits out code just for that browser?
No, okay. It just, you only write one line and it banks five.
Okay.
So rather than having to like write all this crappy shit in there, you just write the one and say, I just want to do a border radius. I don't I don't need to write all these different versions of it. So normally to do that kind of stuff, you'd run like these separate run servers. So it used to be bad for designers because not only do they have to have Photoshop open, and they have to run a local version of the website, but yeah, they also need to run these watch commands that are watching for changes to your SAS file and then immediately building the CSS file so that your actual browser can load that CSS. In another world, Jeff.
It's true.
Different thoughts. You were thinking like preprocessors.
Like, man,
I could really get into that.
That's real paradigm shift. It seems like developing web pages got a lot more complicated so that it could get more simplified.
You know, that's kind of almost exactly it. Things got I think we just started expecting more and more out of what we're doing. Like the base level website has changed to such a degree that you just can't get by on certain stuff anymore, which made us come up with all kinds of new tech. But the problem with all the new tech is it's glorious, but it's hard to set up. So once you get it set up, it's great.
Right.
It does lots of good things for you, but getting it set up is always the trouble.
Do you think anything will ever finally just replace, HTTP as a protocol? HTML as a language?
No.
Like, will they go there's a richer experience here that, is something we can't actually extend this language to support?
No. We're kind of bought in at this point. Now we're talking about information at this point and not technology.
Yeah.
And so the information, things, they all exist. It just, we've created this giant book of information, and it's hard to say we're gonna go rewrite, the entire goddamn book. You'd lose it.
Right. That's kind of what they did. When the internet moved from Gopher and Telnet and.
Well, I think...
And all that sort of,
But you definitely didn't have the penetration that you do now.
Sure.
I think everybody would say, to see proof of this not happening, all you have to do is look back 2 or 3 years when everybody's like, you better get a fucking app out, better do all this type of shit, because if you don't have an app in a year, you're not going to exist anymore. And then everybody was like, most apps are crap.
Yeah.
Like, they work in some situations... but specifically for content stuff, you definitely don't need it.
Yeah.
Would this be South Petaluma?
I've never really heard Petaluma broken up into North and South that much.
Well, you have North Petaluma for sure.
But I don't think people really talk about it that way, because there's nothing there.
There's Lombardi's, man.
Yeah, I guess that's north. Yeah,
I don't know.
It's all just sort of like west side, east side. That's all. And it makes certain parts of town, like the north end, like hard to classify as a result. But I would say where you're at is kind of south Petaluma. Kind of right there by the freeway, by the, like, basically the bowling alley. Once you get, or once you get past the bowling alley and it's like, here's where the truck stop diner used to be.
Okay.
Like, that's some south Petaluma right there.
All right. You're southy?
Yeah.
All right.
You're southwest. Southeast. No, southwest, sorry. Haircut opportunities are quickly drying up. The place closes at 9. I'm not sure if I'm going to get over there.
You're trying to get a haircut today?
I was trying to get a haircut yesterday, but the date got away from me.
You definitely can't get a haircut at, what, 8:30?
I mean, the place closes at 9, so if I walked in right now, I'm sure I could, but by the time I get over there, it's probably not going to happen. Did I turn too early?
What did you turn? No, you're fine. Turned on I.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're fine. You make a left here on Fifth. Yep, right here.
I tried to get a haircut yesterday, but they closed at 5 on Sundays.
Go get your haircut. Go. You can still make it.
I'm walking there so close
to closing. Go make it.
No, you know what? I can't, because I don't even have any cash. I would have to go get cash first, and then...
I would give you cash.
All right. Well, then this definitely isn't happening.
I'll see you, chat. I'll see you tomorrow in the morning.
Yep. See ya. Talking about wishing that we had gotten food makes me wonder if I should get food. Ugh. I just can't think of anything I actually would want to eat that I could get between here and home.
I don't think I'm hungry. I don't think I'm gonna eat. You know, I ate something in the morning and then had lunch today, so that's probably plenty. Oh, hey, this bar's open again. I don't know, maybe. Oh no, yeah, this is a good guy. Oh, man, I should stop right there. That's a hot dog cart in front of a bar. Dinner is served. Give me 3 hot dogs, and I just jump back in the car and roll. Really confused there for a moment by this Nate Dogg interview. I guess it is. I'm playing some Nate Dogg here. It must be the anniversary of his passing, perhaps? Or a lot of people here at this Jack in the Box. People out front eating. The weather must be nice. I wanted to be really ballin', I would pull into this shopping center where the police are doing something here. There's a Five Guys and a Panera Bread in there. I've not been to the Five Guys here in town since they opened it. Just haven't really felt the need to go to a Five Guys, I guess. Went to the Panera Bread once, right after they opened. Hooked up some soup in a bread bowl. That was alright. That was proper. This weekend's so crazy, I think I might just take the night and relax. You know what, I gotta write some stuff, so I'll get on that. I'll start cutting the podcast, but other than that... Okay, I mean, you know, wrestling is on, so obviously I've just got a full night. Okay. Well, that's it for me. Assuming you can still hear me, it switched over to Wi-Fi, so I don't know how it handles the transition from, you know, data planned to wireless fireless. So, oh, dropped for a little? Oh, Well, that's convenient, I guess. Well, good night, everybody. I'll, see you guys later.